I don't know exactly why. Maybe it's just negligence. But around here, I'm not doing as many things as I could do with sponges. And maybe it's time to change that. Around here, there are plenty of cleaning jobs to be done, and some of them I'm even getting done, but pretty much none of them are getting done using sponges. Which is not to say that the jobs are getting done ineffectively, just that some of them could be handled more efficiently, and perhaps even more enjoyably, if I were to do them with sponges. However, I don't just want to dive headlong into this thing without thinking about it first. I believe there's a saying about looking before you leap that can be applied here to good effect. So, I should just take stock of the kind of cleaning jobs I'm doing and then target just a few to start with, and then, based on those, figure out some sort of sponge requirements. One of the problems that I see with sponges is storage. You can use them, get them wet, rinse them out, but where do you put them to dry? And then, where do you finally put them away? Over the years, there have been so many things that I needed, and then purchased, and then used, but almost always, it has only been after I've gotten them home that I've thought about their maintenance and storage. And by then, often it's too late. Because I had set my sights on acquiring the item so that I could use it, and once I had acquired and used the item, my further thinking on the matter had just shut down. And furthermore, I didn't think about the rest of the thing's lifespan, as in when I'd know that the thing was no longer serviceable and needed to be replaced. So, with this whole sponge thing, I'm going to think this through thoroughly. Sure, it's kind of a small thing, but something something tiny acorns and mighty oaks, right? I started looking around at sponges online, as you do, and in the shops, as you sometimes do, and was somewhat surprised to notice that there's quite a variety. I suppose that should be no surprise, considering how in recent years so many other technologies have proliferated so many varieties. Still, you wouldn't necessarily think that people could do so much with something as simple as a sponge, but I guess that just speaks to the inventiveness and imagination of people. Anyway, in addition to the basic sponge, I see that they now come in a variety of colors, sizes, densities, and textures, lending themselves to a whole variety of cleaning tasks. I really should take a look around, a long, long look around the place, here, and see what sorts of cleaning jobs could be tackled with all these sponges. I think it'll be interesting to see how far I could take things. Also, because it's been so long since I've paid attention to sponges, well, actually, have I ever at all, really? Anyway, I am completely out of the loop when it comes to knowing anything about their environmental sustainability. A visit to my city's website for trash disposal tells me that the recycling program accepts no sponges, full stop. So whatever products I choose must be the sort of thing that breaks down fairly quickly and doesn't sit in the landfill for decades or centuries on end. So, I'll need to do some research on that. But even if I find something that's environmentally friendly, I have to weigh that against how good a job it does. Perhaps you've experienced this, where you've purchased products that claim to be environmentally friendly, but then turned out to be not very good at the job they were supposed to do. And if you haven't, well, that means that you've either never made the effort to use environmentally friendly products, or all the ones you've bought have worked out for you, And if that's the case, well, great. Also, I have no idea what the good, cost-effective sponge brands are. I wouldn't necessarily want to get cheap ones, but I imagine it's also possible to go too far in the other direction. I haven't yet specifically looked at this in terms of value for money, but if sponges are like anything else, there must be some out there that are way overpriced for the actual quality and value they offer. You know the type. The manufacturer builds a so-so product and then puts in a lot of effort on the marketing side of things, trying to create an attractive image around a product that might otherwise not gain a lot of attention. That's why I always watch out for really slick advertising or really fancy packaging or even products with names that just sound too good. So, perhaps before I continue looking at information online, I should ask my family, friends, and neighbors about their experiences with sponges before I turn to strangers.